see the officials conferring here prior to the start of this game. A late conference here, trying to get something worked out. Chris Paul went in, poked his head in to try to get a little more information.
Now, they don't have the services of Rudy Gobert. Now, that guy's not here tonight, Rudy Gobert. He's out with an illness.
So Gobert is out. You see both head coaches now talking with the officials, Quinn Snyder and Billy Donovan. We don't know what they're talking about. And until we do, we can't report anything. But clearly, the officials talking with both head coaches. Players went through starting lineups, went through warm-ups, were prepared to take the court, but
clearly game right now is a little bit of a delay.
Head coaches have gone back, and you see the teams heading back to the locker room. As soon as we get any kind of information, we will certainly pass it along.
It's the Mac Attack with Ryan Big Mac McKinnell on 920 The Game.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight.
You're all safe. Everything is okay. What's up, Las Vegas? Welcome in on this Thursday edition of the Mac Attack. Well, when we left Wednesday, Magnum, I said that Thursday's show was going to be most likely vastly different as the news cycle was moving at a rapid pace. Little did I know that in 24 hours when we return to the Mac Attack, which is on 920 The Game, which is a sports station, and this is a sports show, in probably the most unprecedented, most shocking day of certainly my professional life, which was preceded just a few weeks ago by the death of Kobe Bryant. Now we sit here about a month later, and everything is canceled. That's not hyperbole. Obviously, the show's going to be a little bit different. We'll be talking plenty of sports, but it is, again, in the surrounding the story that I don't know how many people thought was going to happen. I guess, thought it was a possibility. I thought empty arenas was going to be the more logical possibility, but that is not the case. If you're just tuning in, if you haven't been able to keep up with this news cycle, which, believe me, I fully understand, it has been a whirlwind. I feel like I take 30 minutes away from social media and something new happens, we'll fill you in. But I should stress, everything is canceled or postponed. And I do mean everything. About an hour ago, we got word, March Madness, the NCAA tournament, it is not happening. That is, I don't really think I have words because I've never lived anything like this. You haven't lived anything like this. We haven't lived anything like this. So over the next hour, it's going to be a lot of live reaction. I got to be honest, I didn't really think about this a lot. I know. If you listen to the Mac Attack every single day, you might think, oh, how is that different than any other show you do? Well, trust me. Thought does go into the show occasionally. Magnum, we talked about it coming in today. First of all, we thought someone might have coronavirus that's around us. Turns out that's not the case.
Thank God.
I mean, we think, right? But we were up until 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
And I was up at like 8:30? Why was I up at 8:30? Oh, because I had to get my Amazon Prime Now delivery of groceries in.
Oh.
No, I was trying to get it last night and I couldn't get through. The website was jammed
crashing?
Up. Yep.
Wow.
I kept getting error messages because I figured that today was going to be a historic day. I didn't know if we were going to work. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that was it. I just kept waiting. Once the news came down that everything around us was canceling, I started checking my email for messages telling me that not to come in today.
Right. Well, this is going to be a sobering next few weeks. Let's get to the cancellations because I think we are kind of painting with a broad brush when I say everything is canceled or postponed, but it is true. The NBA has suspended their season indefinitely. Now, this was the first domino to fall. in a very real way. This happened early evening last night.
Well, actually, the Ivy League was really the first.
No, I know. But
as far as like the major thing that started everything the last 24 hours, well, with the Open, the Jazz OKC game.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Cofield and Company last night, and Jonathan Von Tobel, sometimes guest on this show, in the last segment, Cofield does the grab bag.
Sure.
And he goes through everything that's canceled or everything that's being done without fans. And then JVT says, well, there's something going on in Oklahoma City between the Jazz and – now, we don't know what it is because at that point they didn't know.
Right. But now we know, and we'll get
about
to that.
About 10 minutes later, the game was canceled. And as you – you know, the thing is, when you hear that clip – and you hear people booing and jeering and screaming and yelling about the game being postponed. It's a little sad.
No, listen, I'll tell you what that is. First of all, this is going to go for everyone. This is kind of like a PSA. You need to be mindful of what everyone's going through right now. And what everyone is going through, and I'm not a doctor, but I've lived enough traumatic events from 9/11 to certain elections. Okay, whatever. I don't mean to laugh, but seriously, world-changing events, right? There is a level of shock. And what they were dealing with in Utah, or wherever that game was played last night,
OKC,
was shock. There are certainly people out there that don't believe this is what it is. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. I'm sure that was an element in OKC last night. We will get to why that game was shut down. Rudy Gobert. Here in a little bit. But let's run through the cancellations. Because we're all kind of in shock. Right? And we're all dealing with this in our own way. And we're all trying to kind of digest, especially us in the sports talk world. I saw something that, and again, I don't mean to laugh. But listen, you're going to hear me laugh a lot because that's how I deal with seriousness. That's my chemical makeup. I try to bring humor and levity to serious situations, including death. I've always been that way. Don't invite me to your funeral. Okay.
Noted when I die in 4 weeks.
Yes, that's literally what I'm saying. Don't invite me to your funeral. I saw this post from Paul. I don't know how to say his last name. Paul Sharshian?
Sharshian. Yeah.
Okay. He had this post. If NBA, NHL, and MLB are suspended, sports talk radio is going to be pretty weird in spring and summer. Hosts who can carry conversations outside of sports will have a huge advantage. And all I could think about was me and my show and Cofield's show. I was like, well, we'll be fine.
Yeah,
because we never talk about sports. I was honestly thinking about maybe we should do a, depending on how long this drags on, month or two, 3 months, 4 months, who knows? We may have to start maybe like a live office watch party, react party. Like we can watch live episodes of The Office here in the studio, Magnum.
Yeah.
And then we can react and dissect and relive our favorite memories.
You know, I've never seen that show.
And that's what I'm saying. See, that's perfect. So we can get your.
I watched the pilot and that was it.
This is great. We can get your live reactions. We can take calls. This is great. We're just going to turn this into an all-office show. Dwight Schrute, Jim Halpert, let's go.
When I get laid off in a week, I'll have plenty of time to watch The Office.
Oh, man. Again, I don't mean to laugh, but it's the reality. All right. I've been saying I wanted to get to these suspensions and these postponements, so I'm going to, okay? It literally is everything, though. March Madness is done.
Yeah, there's no suspension.
Right.
It's over.
That's over. There will not be a champion for this season.
That for the men or women.
That is a sobering reminder of where we're headed. And to the people that think that this is a hoax or it's just the flu, we'll get to that a little bit later.
Well,
but I promise you, billionaires and billionaire corporations and billionaire organizations don't want to lose billions. They don't want to lose millions. They are in the business to make money.
Yes.
Italy is not shutting down, right? China didn't build pop-up hospitals within days and quarantine an entire country because this is just the flu. But again,
let's think about CBS.
Right. What?
How much money CBS will lose from not carrying the NCAA tournament? Guess what? CBS, whether you like it or not, that's the media that people are blaming for sensationalizing this. Why are they going to take their own money out of their pocket and burn it.
Why would China shut down their country? Why would Italy shut down their country? Why would this is all happening because it is obviously not the flu. Seattle is realizing that. Other cities here in America will be realizing it pretty soon. I wouldn't be surprised if Vegas falls in that category just because of the amount of bodies that we have
high
coming
traffic,
through here.
High lots of tourism.
That. Right. And again, we'll get to that coming up here shortly, the lack of testing and what we need to do going to the future. But on the sports end, NBA suspended indefinitely. There is still a chance, I would imagine, that the season finishes, but I am not going to make any definitive statements because we just straight up don't know at this point.
No, you don't know at this point.
NBA suspended. Major League Baseball has canceled spring training, and they have pushed the start of opening day back at least 2 weeks. Again, fluid. NHL suspended indefinitely. That obviously, guys, unfortunately, that includes our Vegas Golden Knights. The Vegas Golden Knights releasing an official statement. Quote, the NHL has announced the decision to pause the 2019-2020 season beginning with Thursday night's games. The NHL's goal is to resume play as soon as it is appropriate and prudent so that the league will be able to complete the season and award the Stanley Cup. The health and safety of our members, fans, and our community as a whole is a top priority. As more information becomes available, we will share it with you. Thank you in advance for your understanding. So that's the NHL. Big East tournament obviously canceled. SEC tournament canceled. ACC tournament canceled. ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and MLS is suspended 30 days. Also, the USFL, or the Our Lights organization.
USL, United Soccer League.
Thank you.
Yes.
The USL.
30 days.
Is also going to be a 30-day
Now, they say they're going to honor tickets for when the games are rescheduled. Yeah.
Now, that's the other question. As a season ticket holder, I wonder how this is going to play out for the Vegas Golden Knights. There are only a few games left in the season.
Yeah, four home games, I think.
Right. But people have bought and pre-planned and bought some on the secondary market. I don't know how that is going to work out. But one thing is for sure. Sports are not going to be on TV.
For the foreseeable future.
Right, and it could, again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm trying to listen to them, and I'm trying to listen to smart people. The incubation period can be up to 14 days. It is said this virus can live outside the body for hours, unlike almost every other virus. So that means it's contagious for up to hours. It is easily spread. It is highly contagious. This is serious business, all right? I think that goes without saying. If you don't agree with that, I don't know what to tell you. Again, I'm not a doctor. I've just been listening to doctors. I see to smart people. I'm not smart. You're not smart unless you're a doctor and you're experienced in contagion and viruses and whatever the hell else we're dealing with, right?
Which is what Dr. Fauci was, the guy who was speaking yesterday.
The man who essentially said that our testing is not up to par. We are not capable of handling this influx of sickness.
And he essentially said 500,000 Americans could die.
Yeah. And I mean, it could be much worse. Listen, we don't know. Well, one thing we want to stay away from is
speculation.
But what we do know is the reality of the situation. All of these organizations are shutting down. They're not doing it just to do it, right? This is a historical day. There's no question. This is a day that you will never forget. This is most likely going to be a summer that you will never forget. And Vegas, I'm with it. I mean, I should say I'm in it with you. We're all in this together.
We're all in it together. Yeah,
we absolutely are. You're feeling the same things we're feeling. We're not special. We're not different.
It extends beyond sports.
Right. No question.
I just read before we came on, Disneyland is closed.
Yeah.
Broadway has shut down. It's dark.
Yep.
This is not something that these companies and corporations are doing to scare you.
No.
It's not fear factor. They're doing it because they need to protect all of us.
Yes. Correct. Correct. All of us.
And I have a friend. He does radio in West Virginia. He's going through cancer. He's in his 30s. He has been advised to avoid any public place. He's in his 30s. So let's stop this narrative that it's only the elderly, like as if that was even okay, as if that was acceptable.
You I just saw the Italian actor. He went to social media. I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but an Italian actor went to social media earlier today or yesterday and shared a video of him in his house with his dead sister. His dead sister was in her 40s. She was dead in the room with him for 36 hours. He couldn't get anyone to pick up the body or answer his calls. He said, essentially, the system has failed me. That is Italy. Their response was terrible to this situation. The reason China is seeing numbers go down is because of their quick response and their essentially iron tight and iron fisted sort of ways that they do. And listen, we criticize it a lot here in America, but I'm tending to think it probably helped in this scenario because it was quick to
shut down South Korea.
Right now,
they're testing 10,000 people a day. Magnum. We haven't even tested 10,000 people, period.
Magnum, you're right. It's a great point. They're testing 10,000 a day. We haven't tested 10,000, period. And it is concerning because Italy just had their largest jump in confirmed cases in a 24-hour period this 24-hour period.
They have over 1,000 dead.
Right. And in the last 48 hours, they've had close to 400, maybe more. I haven't checked the most.
There are guys who play professional soccer. Two players have both tested positive.
Yeah.
These guys are fit. They are great athletes. I mean, you're not untouchable.
No, you're not. No, you're not. And that's why this is absolutely happening, and everything is getting canceled. The statement from Major League Baseball had this to say, quote, following a call with the 30 clubs and after consultation with the Major League Baseball Players Association, Commissioner Rob D. Manfred today announced that MLB has decided to suspend spring training games and delay the start of the 2020 regular season by at least 2 weeks due to the national emergency created by the coronavirus pandemic. This action is taken in the interest of the safety and well-being of our players, clubs, and our millions of loyal fans. MLB will continue to evaluate ongoing events leading up to the start of the season. Guidance related to daily operations and workouts will be related to clubs in the coming days. As of 4 p.m. today, forthcoming spring training games have been canceled, and the 2020 World Baseball Classic qualifier games in Tucson have been postponed indefinitely. They go on to say, nothing is more important to us than the health and safety of our players, employees, and fans. MLB will continue to undertake the precautions and best practices recommended by public health experts. We send our best wishes to all the individuals and communities that have been impacted by the coronavirus. And again, people that are crying hysteria and saying this is overreaction, I will just point you to other places where this has gotten out of control. America was vastly unprepared for this scenario. We didn't have the testing in place. We had leadership that it was essentially saying it's all good. The numbers will go down. Just be calm. We're prepared for this. That was not the case. That was not the case, and we're finding that out. Numbers are spiking in every city. As tests become more available, they will also spike. These are I'm glad that these organizations are taking these steps, all of them, because someone has to be the adult in the room, right? I'm not a doctor, but I listen to doctors. And I'm not a blind follower either. Mind you, if you follow me on social media or if you see anything, if you've listened to this show long enough, that's not really my thing. I'd say by nature, I'm a natural skeptic. But there is a healthy understanding of when blank gets real, right? And this is one of those moments where, and it's not even necessarily about me. I mean, I don't want to jinx myself here, but you and I are relatively healthy. I'm 36, you're 40.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any health problems outside that kidney stone I had a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm not worried, but I'm thankful that I'm young and healthy.
Well,
but that's not everyone, as you said, Magnum.
No, and the thing is, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you have a weakened immune system because maybe you're dealing with cancer, maybe you have high blood pressure, maybe you were born with diabetes, I don't know. But you're vulnerable, no matter how old you are. Now, the good thing is it doesn't seem to be having this effect on children.
Right.
Because I'm not seeing a lot of reports of kids getting sick and being, I mean, granted, I don't know all the statistics and I don't know the demographics, but when you look at the charts that they're putting up, you're not seeing any deaths of people in their teens. And, you know, I mean, that's good, right? Because if we start losing children, that's when it gets real scary because we have no control. I mean, I'm a parent. I have no control over what happens when he's at school.
Right.
I have no – the only time I can have control is when he's with me,
well,
which is not often.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those situations where, you know, humanity is going to shine through.
You hope?
Well, right. It only goes one or two ways. I mean, we've lived through this before. When things get truly bad in this country, we have a way of rallying around one another because I think at the end of the day, as – Washington just gives a $1.5 trillion bailout to Wall Street. It has never been more clear that they don't care about you.
No, they serve one and one only, and well, that's themselves.
And it's always been that way. This isn't even a Trump.
It's not even a Democrat or Republican
thing. No, this isn't a Trump thing. Yeah. This has nothing to do with Trump. I'm just saying, let this be another lesson that when it really hits the fan, we can't get testing.
Yep.
We can't get health care. We can't get paid sick leave. We can't get squat. But those rich pricks on the East Coast,
they get bailouts for running their companies into the ground.
$1.5 trillion bailout.
This isn't happening in other countries.
No, and no, of course it's not. South Korea, you know why they have 10,000 tests a day happening?
Because they actually have healthcare.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, again, I'm not trying to really get political. I'm really not. But what I am trying to highlight is, as I talk about when dark days hit America, we have the ability, as we've seen before, to rally around one another and help each other because we're all we got.
Well, and I made
unless
the comment,
you're a millionaire, then you've got millions of dollars and you're fine and you're probably not listening to this show.
I made the comment to somebody who was arguing with me about how they didn't want whatever $4 a month to go to health universal health care, right? Yeah. Whatever it's going to cost them on their taxes. And my comment to them was, you are only as healthy as the weakest person in your group.
And mind you, you and I, we both have health care.
Yes.
So this isn't like we're rallying. If I have to pay more, so be it.
Yes.
Because you know what? I'm probably not going to have this job forever.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't want people, even if I don't know them, I don't want them to get sick.
Hell no.
Because a healthy population is good for everybody.
Right.
There's no lost sick time.
Right.
You know, I keep pointing
to
it.
And then if you have paid sick leave, people aren't coming to work sick, getting other people sick. And guys, listen, not to be – again, we're not in an alarmist stage, but it does bear mentioning. These things are important, right? Because you want to keep your family safe. You don't want sick people coming to your work because they have to. I have to come to work. Now, I have allergies. I don't think I have coronavirus.
Yeah.
I'm itching and sneezing all the time. But I'm pretty sure with the rain that's been happening and I've went through it enough that, I mean, I'm not self-diagnosing, but I can tell you one thing I'm not going to do is go to the ER and wait about a bunch of other sick people and then potentially get a coronavirus test
from them
that costs anywhere from, if I can even get one. Which
how about the fact that when they were asked about doing the drive-through ones, they were like, well, we feel that you should keep your health information. But first of all, the amount of time it would take me to get in to see my regular doctor is weeks.
Right. So again, it goes back to, we really have to rely on one another. You have to rely on your neighbors. You have to rely on your fellow man, and you have to treat each other kindly and, you know, drive only 5 miles over the speed limit. Try not to cut people off. Everyone is going to be understandably on edge, and it is up to us to, you know, do the best that we can. We've seen it before. We have the ability to rally, and again, we are all in this together. I think that's an important thing to stress, right?
Yeah, we are.
This is 100% an American issue now. Even more so, it's a world issue. This is a global pandemic.
Yeah, let's stop calling it a foreign virus.
Oh, man.
Like, really?
I saw that last night. And again, that's the really unfortunate part because to the uninitiated or maybe to the people that don't see the danger in that, I'm going to try to remain calm because, first of all, I think there's no excuse why you wouldn't understand that's dangerous. But to call it a foreign virus, right? You know what that means. It's a Chinese virus. It's an Asian virus. What does that do to our Asian American community? Go drive down to Chinatown right now.
Yeah.
It's completely dead.
Yeah.
And some of those businesses, I would imagine, are going to go under.
I think a lot of
them
will.
And it's completely unjustified.
They're mom-and-pop places. There's not a lot of big chains.
And it's completely unjustified.
Yep.
You're just as likely to get coronavirus from, I would imagine, anyone else as you would someone in Chinatown. And then, again,
look at Rudy Gobert.
Right, exactly. And then going on the TV last night and saying that it's a foreign virus, thus placing the blame on Chinese and Asian-Americans.
And immigrants.
That is dangerous, and it could potentially get people killed. So I go back to, right, we're all in this together. And, yes, that includes Asian Americans, Black Americans. Take your pick of any color Americans.
Yeah,
Americans,
I don't think the disease is going to discriminate.
Right, earthlings, humans. This is an unprecedented time in world history. It's an inevitable, undeniable sort of fact of the way we're living, and we have to take proper precautions. That's it. That doesn't mean overreact. It means to continue to do what we've been doing. Wash your hands. Don't touch your hands to your face. Be smart. Try to avoid large gatherings, which is going to be pretty easy because everything is getting canceled. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get more to the cancellations around the entertainment world, and there are plenty of them. And let's talk about selfish people potentially putting other people, other Americans, other citizens at risk. It was a story going down last night, and it wasn't just players. It was coaches, too. An incredible 24 hours in the sports world. We got plenty more to get to here on the Mac and Tech.
You're listening to the Mac Attack.
All right, we are back here on the Mac Attack. Corona Fest 2020. The unavoidable kind of reality of the situation. Plan doing my shows. Plan to continue doing the shows. I don't see why there's any reason not to. Do obviously, like a lot of you, worry about what this is going to do to the economy. Obviously, we're a radio station. We survive on advertising. So a lot of questions up in the air. A lot of questions, not just here, but around the country. Last night, I had a lot of questions. A lot of questions for Nebraska head coach Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, I saw that.
For those of you that missed it, Nebraska head coach Fred Hoiberg on the bench last night at the Nebraska game, hacking, coughing, doubled over in sweats, and, looked absolutely disgustingly sick. One of his assistants next to him in what was a great viral video is pouring on hand sanitizer as Hoiberg is doubled over, hacking into his lap. After the game, or I should say after Hoiberg was removed from courtside and taken in an ambulance to a freaking hospital, Fred Hoiberg had this statement released. He tested apparently negative for coronavirus. So they say he just had regular old influenza. Just the regular old cold. Okay, fine. Whatever. Here's what Hoiberg said. Quote, please let it be known that I would never do anything that would put my team, family, or anyone else in harm's way.
You just did.
I was feeling under the weather on Wednesday, and we felt the right thing to do was to get checked out by a tournament doctor prior to our game in the Big Ten tournament against Indiana. Once that medical official cleared me, I made the decision to coach my team. I would like to thank event staff for their care and professionalism. Also, thank you to everyone who has reached out for your support. This is a scary time for all of us. Let's offer our thoughts and prayers directly to those affected with coronavirus. That is Fred Hoiberg. Saying that once he was cleared, he made the decision to go and coach the game. Yeah, Fred, you were so cleared and so fine to coach that game that your ass ended up in the hospital midway through it. Now, I find it hard to believe that they had coronavirus tests on hand at the Big Ten tournament to check him before that game and to say you're cleared to go out there in front of those kids, in front of those people in attendance, and sit on that court and hack your lungs out. I don't buy it for 1 second. And I made the comment last night on Twitter, and I took a ton of flack for it, and I'll say it again.
Yes,
and
you did.
I don't care. I don't care. Fred Hoiberg should never be allowed to coach a game at any level again. This is the type of stupid and that type of pull your bootstraps up and just be tough and go out there and give it the old college try. Are you high? There are people with sniffles staying out of school. Entire school. Organizations. What's the word I'm looking for? School, board.
Universities. Districts.
Districts. Thank you. Entire school districts are closing down. Because one kid has it, and you are sniffling, and you are hacking, and you made the decision to go out into public and to coach a basketball game. I can't tell you how stupid that is. I don't care if you did get cleared. And also, again, I will remind you, you got cleared so well that halfway through, you had to leave the bench and go to the hospital. We are living in an unparalleled level of stupid in 2020. There was once a time in this country, Magnum, where we burned women at the stake and drowned them in rivers because we thought they were witches. This might be dumber.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Hoiberg is it's unbelievably selfish. It's it's horrible optics for the university, for him. For the Big Ten?
They just canceled March Madness.
Yes.
And you're leaking from your forehead, sweating your ass off, and violently coughing into your lap.
Take the night off.
Do you think?
You know, it's not that important. Like, here's the thing. Sports, at the end of the day, is not that important.
No, it's not.
Nebraska not winning a game in the Big Ten tournament is not that important.
I can't believe the level is stupid. I can't believe
it's the response.
I can't believe the people coming to his defense. Yeah. He had a heart condition. I don't care. I don't care. All the more reason to not stress yourself and go coach a game when you have the flu. Base level. Also, if you have the flu right now when everything's going on and you have a weakened immune system or someone else has a weakened immune system, maybe you don't pass it to them right now.
Yeah, because maybe remember, the flu kills people too.
Yeah, maybe you don't go coach a basketball game, you idiot. You think I would want my kids around that?
No.
That level is stupid?
I absolutely wouldn't.
That level is stupid? That level of ego? That level of selfishness? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now I know why Jimmy Butler hated him.
Selfish, entitled. It's ridiculous.
It's all that.
And listen, I'm not even empathy.
I'm not even being hyperbolic. Like, that is a window into someone's soul, right? It shows you how dumb and how selfish someone is.
Yep.
I wouldn't do it for a second. I had allergies last night, and then we heard about what we heard. It was a rumor. Glad it wasn't true. I was legit thinking of calling off. And mind you, I just missed 2 weeks, no pay, from a kidney stone. I cannot miss a month of work. I don't make that much money. Real talk. But I was willing to sit my ass at home. Because this is bigger than me. If I go broke, if I have to sell some things, fine. At least I don't give potentially the coronavirus to someone who then goes and gives it to their grandma and yes, they're dead because of me.
That's the part that we need to really think about.
And listen, it may not happen. It may not happen. This may be the worst of it, right? We may cancel all the sports. We may cancel all these concerts. We're closing movie theaters. Bond got pushed back to Thanksgiving.
And maybe that's what prevents this from becoming.
Exactly. 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 We don't know.
You know, because up until a week ago, they were still playing soccer games in full stadiums in Italy.
Magnum, common sense has to prevail. It's bottom line.
It won't.
Well.
Because we have, first of all, we have an unbelievably entitled population. Of people who just feel that
pandemics have a way of bringing things into focus. Well, I would imagine.
You know, and the thing is, I just don't know anymore. Like, I'm being full fledged honest here. I'm a little scared.
Well, I mean, I think everyone is
because,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right, and that's the natural. That's the other thing as we talk about this being all in this together. I should say the fear, right? The concern, the anxiety. Those are all real. Acknowledge them.
People who have mental health issues.
Sure.
You trying to tell them that everything's okay. Well, and it's just the media that may stress them out even more
because the media is delivering the message. Because I'm quote unquote the media, despite the majority of people listening.
It's social media. Unfortunately, had the potential to be something very, very good, and unfortunately, we found.
You're painted with a broad brush. There's a lot of good out there.
We're
informed, Magnum, because of social media to a
large
degree. However,
there's a lot of garbage.
Sure. But that is up to the individual, the citizen, to choose, right? Wisely. I go back to Indiana Jones. You chose poorly.
Yeah,
right?
Poor guy,
Was it Miles?
I don't remember.
This is where we choose wisely, right? You vet. You source. You listen to science, doctors, people with master's degrees, right? People with lifelong service to these areas, with lifelong dedication to expertise.
Dealing with contagions.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's where the responsibility falls on the citizen, right? And I understand that you are concerned about the citizens that maybe don't vet their sources and maybe don't pay attention to the right people. Hopefully, through the seriousness of these happenings, they realize that is as important as it's ever been. And the media is very important. It is, because they're the ones that are going to be reporting on this when other people don't want you to know about certain things. That's why the media exists. I understand the definition of media has changed specifically over the last few years and the way people view the media. It's a rough time for media. But please trust that the media, by and large, has the best interests of the people at heart. And listen, I watch it like you do, right? Presidential debates sold like the Super Bowl. Come on down, 9 contestants. They're going to be going at it. Healthcare is on the line. tune in Tuesday at 9 for this blowout. You know what I mean? I get it. I get it. It's disgusting. You know, primetime shows run an outbreak, what you need to know. I get it. I get it. But through that noise, through all of that, there is truth.
It
is important to find that.
Do you remember a running back named Michael Pittman?
I don't. Actually, yeah, I do. Buccaneers?
Yes, played for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Well, it's now being reported. This is courtesy of Jenna Lane at ESPN. Michael Pittman has had the coronavirus since Thursday, or he's been in the hospital since Thursday. He is now in a coma and in critical condition. This is a guy who played professional football in this generation.
That's not good.
So this narrative that it's only the elderly,
say that again about Michael Pittman, because I'm just finding out about this. That's
Jenna Lane from ESPN is reporting that his family has told her that he contracted the coronavirus. He has been in the hospital since Thursday. He's now in a coma and in critical condition. They need a miracle.
Wow. Well, obviously, thoughts with Michael Pittman and the Pittman family. That's not good. It is what would it would stay in line with a lot of what we've been hearing out of China and Italy, which is it's not good. It's not just affecting the elderly, right? The death toll in Italy is skyrocketing.
I have to correct that.
Okay.
It is a member of his family. So Michael Pittman reached out to Jenna Lane asking for prayers.
Okay.
His family member.
Well, that kind of changed the narrative a little bit.
It changes it quite a bit. Yeah. So I misread it. I apologize.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, I'm not glad that Michael Pittman's family member is in a coma and in critical condition, but it does change the narrative of what we were just talking about in terms of someone healthy, someone young, an athlete of this generation falling victim to coronavirus. But nonetheless, the numbers in Italy are skyrocketing. The death toll over the last 48 hours is skyrocketing. They had the single largest jump in individual cases today over the last 24 hours. Not just talking about deaths. I'm talking about, tested out, you get what I'm saying, the actual numbers, right? So the same thing I would imagine is going to happen here in the States. We were talking about Hoiberg and his selfishness for going into that game last night and hacking everywhere and claiming that he got cleared before the game. Again, I don't know how he got a coronavirus test before the game and was given the okay, but maybe there's more to that story. I'm glad Fred Hoiberg's okay and he doesn't have coronavirus.
Something about that just doesn't seem on the up and up.
No, it doesn't, but I'm not going to sit here and speculate. I'll just say that, and I am. I'm glad Hoiberg is okay. I stand by what I said. He should never be allowed to coach a game again. It was a disgusting misstep and a disgusting act of selfishness that it could have cost a lot of people their lives. Speaking of disgusting acts of selfishness, that is bringing me to Rudy Gobert, the all-star out of Utah, who literally just 2 days ago at a media day for the Jazz joked about coronavirus, made light of coronavirus during his press conference that was separated with, you're going to hear a lot about this, what is spatial awareness, spatial distancing? What's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, it's social distance.
Social distancing. Well, they've been practicing that with the scrums, right? So people were away. But right before Rudy Gobert left his media scrum, he decided to touch all the microphones and all the recorders and make a point about this hoax that everyone's just overreacting and it's just the flu. Well, 24 hours later, Rudy Gobert has coronavirus. He had it then, too, but he was diagnosed 24 hours later. With that, the Jazz and Oklahoma City game was canceled. And with that, the entire NBA season was postponed. That is a direct link and causation from stupidity. That's it. Bottom line. So to all those people that don't think it's a big deal, that think it's just the flu, yada, 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 whatever, you're sticking by Rudy Gobert, y'all got the NBA season canceled. And it's going to continue.
Well, in reality, it probably led to the cancellation of everything else that we've seen today.
Yeah.
Because my guess is a lot of these leagues were waiting for the first shoe to drop before they, Like the NHL, they were aware of it. If you were watching the Blackhawks Sharks game last night, you kept hearing that they're aware. The NHL is watching what's going on. They're going to have a meeting in the morning and release a statement.
Yeah.
You knew at that point that this was coming.
Well, not everyone is canceling Magnum. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to fill you on who is still holding firm, events still planned, even with large gatherings. One of them, at least as of right now, is WrestleMania. We'll tell you about it when we come back here on the Mac Attack.
You're listening to the Mac Attack.
Ooh, got a couple notes here. Let me check on something because I just saw it and we gave away tickets to it. Haven't seen a final on it. Keep an eye on that Ring of Honor show, though, going down tomorrow and Saturday here at Samstown, because it might be the inevitable. It might be getting canceled. I just saw a note on it. I don't have a confirmation on it, but I just want to be clear. As we talk about events may or may not being canceled, I have a stunning bit of news that just came out about 12 minutes ago, literally about 12 minutes ago. Dan Rohn reporting all Premier League matches are going to go ahead as scheduled this weekend. This is the Premier League statement following the latest update from government issued this afternoon. All Premier League matches will go ahead as scheduled this weekend. While the Prime Minister advised that all sporting events should take place as normal for now, he also indicated the government is considering banning major public events like sporting fixtures. We are therefore continuing to work closely with our clubs, government, the FA, EFL, and other relevant stakeholders to ensure appropriate contingency plans are in place and when the circumstances change. I don't need to get into this. Premier League games are going to continue. Magnum, they have players in quarantine right now.
There are three Leicester players who are in self-quarantine because they were exhibiting signs of coronavirus. Three.
This is unbelievable.
Leicester is the third place team in the Premier League.
And they're close to Italy.
Fortunately for them, they have a little bit of water between them and Italy, but
I'm
the distance isn't that far.
The region of the world.
Yes, Europe. It's only a 2-hour flight.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You're much closer to Italy than we are.
Yes.
And that entire country is shut down. You have players in quarantine, and you're going on with the matches as planned. This is, by every definition, insane.
It's irresponsible.
Beyond irresponsible.
I am a Liverpool fan. My team is in first place by 25 points. They need to win two games, and they will win the championship for the first time in 30 years. It's really not that important.
I agree. And as talking about that not that important, we do have an update. That Ring of Honor show that we were giving tickets away for, and we had Kenny King in studio yesterday to talk about the pro wrestling event going out at Samstown, it has been canceled. Quote, after much consideration and consultation with local officials regarding COVID-19, ROH has decided to cancel this weekend's 18th anniversary and the past first present event on Saturday at Samstown Live. This extremely difficult decision was made in conjunction with the most recent developments surrounding COVID-19.
Where does it stop?
As the coronavirus, here's what happens. Right now, the UFC has said that they are going to be, it looks like they're going to be moving a good portion of their events to the Apex facility right there off the highway that you see next to their main building off the 215, right?
I imagine closed to...
Yes, I would imagine. I don't know. But it does look like they're going to be moving a Columbus event there and another event there, and maybe UFC 249 featuring Khabib Nurmagomedov and Tony Ferguson that was scheduled for later in April. I don't know. WrestleMania, which is going down in the geriatric capital of the world.
Tampa, Florida,
which has multiple confirmed cases of coronavirus now and obviously a population that is considerably elderly. They have not canceled yet. Now, I'm going to tell you what that is, at least by my estimation. Okay? It looks like it's just a game of chicken. Tampa came out to sit today and said the city of Tampa, essentially, we're not going to cancel WrestleMania, but we're going to keep an eye on it. Vince McMahon and the WWE clearly doesn't want to cancel because they don't want to be the bad guy. But WrestleMania happens early April, first week of April. I think it's like April 4th. 70,000 plus people come into Tampa from all over the world. Again, into one of the more susceptible cities in our entire country. There is no way WrestleMania happens. I don't see in any way, shape, or form that event goes down. Now you say, what's next? What's next is us getting used to what is going to be a long stretch of life that is going to be different. I think it is inevitable. It's okay. Luckily, we are like the most distracted right? The most enveloped country ever. We have Netflix and Disney Plus and PlayStation and families. And like, we have a million things that we can do. Yes, we're not going to be able to go out to movies. No, we're not going to be able to publicly gather, right? So it's going to be an adjustment period.
Well, I mean for this city.
Well, for the city, Magnum, that's all speculation. One thing we do know, it is going to be very bad. There's no way to sugarcoat that. It's just a varying degree of how bad, right? We don't know. We don't know. So all we can do is prepare, remain calm, care for our neighbors and the people around us, watch out for each other, wash our hands and wash our face. Yeah. Important, don't go to work if you're sick.
And let's hope don't this is just a three-week thing.
Exactly. Let's get ahead of it now, and let's hope it's a three-week. Honestly, let's hope it's like a six-week thing. That's more where I'm at. Let's hope it's like a two-month thing. Because, again, it's speculation, but you listen to certain people and you look at the ineptitude at which we have handled this so far, there's a part of me that thinks it could drag on much longer than that. So that's just my gut feeling. We probably shouldn't, you know, operate in that.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I'm going to go with the hope that we get our act together and we start treating it like Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan.
That would be great. Where the numbers are actually now declining. Yes, that would be great. But do we have that leadership in place and that focus?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know either, but that's there's a lot of unknowns. Bottom line, there's a lot of unknowns. We don't really know. So it is it's an integral time in American history. We're all in it together. We'll see what happens. I don't think there's anything more we can say beyond that.
No, I mean, as much as I would like to go scorched earth on certain people, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Against my better judgment here and say they will get their act together.
Here's the one thing you're talking about. You're talking about Donald Trump, right? He gets his act together and he helps his country and he does what he's supposed to do. I would like to think that he cares so much about the way he is perceived and liked in polling numbers that he is recognizing as that is tanking and people are finally waking up to how poorly he runs his businesses. In this case, America is his business, right? That he would change that, or he would at least put legit verified people in place to make these decisions, because this morning decisions were going to be made, but we had to wait on Jared Kushner to do his reading and find out his expertise.
Yeah, why is Jared Kushner even involved? Who is he? He's the son of a criminal.
It's ridiculous.
Who happens to be married to his daughter.
It's ridiculous. And that's half the cabinet when you look at how many of the people have been indicted.
Nepotism at its finest. Right. We need to start listening to experts. Right. Like you've been hammering all show.
And that's really it, right? Listen to the smart people. Don't listen to your leaders and even your local government officials.
Don't listen to Sean
Hannity. Don't listen to Mayor Goodman, who came out and said that the media is making this worse. No, the media is reporting what other people won't report. You're worried about your bottom dollar. You're worried about your polling numbers. You're worried about how bad this is going to be for Vegas. And I understand it's going to be bad for Vegas. But it could be a whole lot worse if you don't treat this with the seriousness that it needs to be treated.
Imagine if the media reported nothing.
Exactly. Thank you, Magnum. Imagine that scenario. Imagine if we had no information. Again, it's not perfect. I understand this is a very difficult time. It's a chaotic time, but you know, we're all in it together. I keep saying it. Listen to smart people. Wash your hands, wash your face. We'll see you tomorrow, friends. This is Mac Attack.